Hello out there, and welcome to Work with Miles Okazaki, where I share a few things I've picked up over the years as a guitarist and composer in New York City. If you like what you hear, you could go over to Patreon and become a member for a very small fee and have access to video versions of all of these episodes and others that aren't included here. Download materials such as sheet music and exercises, and have the ability to ask me questions directly and request topics for new episodes. This program focuses on the guitar, but goes into many other areas, so there should be something for everyone. And the show starts now. Welcome back, and let's get to work. So, single strokes from the previous video. This is just any two notes on different strings, where, you know, there's just one of those notes. These are all single strokes. Double strokes. Double strokes, as was the first video where we went. And I was asking people, well, how do you play that? And that's the same picking as, like, if we just did one note. You know, that or this. The same thing is going to be happening in the picking hand. You know, it could be this. Things have just double, those are all double strokes, right? You know, it's funny, it occurred to me just today when I was teaching a class on this song, Boogie Stop Shuffle, Mingus tune. Mingus tune, this tune was recorded in May, on May 12th of 1959. Double stops. And so on. So it's a minor blues in B flat. And then it occurred to me, well, another minor blues with a bunch of double strokes is... have been recorded similar around the same time. I looked it up and it's recorded just 1 week before Boogie Stop Shuffle in New York, just like 30 blocks away or something, because Boogie Stop Shuffle's at Columbia Recording and Mr. PC's at Atlantic, right? So those were one, I think one was in Midtown and one was like downtown or something like that. Anyway, those are some actual examples in repertoire of a bunch of double stop. Even that is not so easy. Practice double stops, so we could just use not double stops, double strokes. So double strokes, we could do the exact same exercise. You know, we did. Just to get different fingering sort of orientations and to get different amounts of string skipping. So that same exact exercise, which I'll attach to this video, would just sound something like this. Thank you. right? It gets pretty gnarly up there with those big string skips. I missed a couple of notes. So that's pretty good, just to, or you know, just to get your hand accustomed to jumping strings and stuff like that. I always like to not be stuck in patterns, so I'll try to just sort of take it to an extreme of not. You're not going to be doing too many of this type of extreme string skipping, but you don't want to be, I guess, you know, hampered by inability to do it, you know. And it turns out some of the music that I play, I actually do have to do stuff like that quite a bit. So I like to have that available, you know, as a tool. And so single strokes and double strokes, once we get these together, we start combining them in all kinds of rudiments. The double stroke, though, is really a thing that is like essential, I think, you know. Something it's just so common in guitar, you know, because we're always playing stuff like, if we're playing pentatonics, which is you know, what the guitar is built from, that's all double stroke stuff. Take a look at that exercise as a preparation for the next thing, which will be combining single and double strokes. And also, now you may do some other things on a melody like that, but you can try to play it with all articulated, see if you can get those doubles. Improvising with doubles. Yeah, whatever comes to mind. All right. See you in the next episode. Well, that's it for today's episode. I hope you found it useful for your personal work. This podcast was produced by Ed Gavitt, with the original source being a video on Patreon. If you'd like to see this video, head on over to Patreon and search for Work with Miles Okazaki. If you go through a browser and sign up as a member, it's a very small fee. And if you like the convenience of the iOS app, it's just a little bit more. In any case, as a member, you have access to categories such as exercises for the guitar, things to download, things to practice, guided practice sessions where I practice and you play along, a category called the Language of Jazz where I go through standards and famous solos, transcriptions, listening sessions, and also a complete series on every composition by Thelonious Monk as it might be played on the guitar. I do detailed demonstration of material from my book Fundamentals of Guitar and have prepared special exercises and software even for members of the site. Every Sunday we sit down with some Bach, take a look at some violin sonatas, cello suites, inventions, well-tempered clavier, things like that. We work on sight reading, we work on listening, exercises to train your ear, exercises to train rhythmically off the instrument. And then as often as I can, I sit down and do a mailbag episode where I go through listener questions and answer them directly. We're having a lot of fun over there, and I really hope you can join us. And thanks for joining us today on this podcast version and for your support of creative music. See you next time.